Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan, and it's Friday. We've made it to the end of another week and to another mini holiday. But first, let's check out some of our listener mail. I asked you earlier this week to send in any Grata Tuesday stories you might have, so let's listen in.
Hi, my name is Hazel. I am 7 years old. I live in Lake Mary, and what I am grateful for is my big brother Henry, and how I can show it is by making him a card.
Hi, my name is Ben, and I'm 9 years old, and I live in Orlando, Florida. And someone that I'm thankful for is my best friend, Leif. And something that I'm going to do to let him know is I'm going to just say thank you for being my friend.
Hi, my name is Kayler, and I'm 5, and I'm from Chesterfield, Virginia. And Juju is my grandma, and she's my grandma bees. Her name is Judine. And I send her art in mail because I'm grateful for her and I love her so much.
Hey, I'm William. I'm a 12-year-old boy. I'm in 7th grade and I live in Orlando, Florida. One person I'm grateful for is my mom and dad. My mom, because she does all the little things and shows that she's always, like, she really cares about me, and she's all the way been there. And one way I can do something good for her is by getting her a bouquet of flowers. And for dad, man, he's the bulk of the family, keeping us together. I mean, I really appreciate that. One thing I can show him, I'll do that, is listening really well to him and just showing him that I'm really appreciative of what he does. Thank you.
Amazing. I loved hearing all of your Grata Tuesday stories, and I hope you had fun giving it a try for the first time. Now, don't worry if you weren't able to send something in this week, or if you did send something in and you didn't hear it today. I want to make listener mail a regular part of the podcast because you're an important part of our community, and I love hearing your voices. You can continue to send in things you're grateful for, ways you celebrated Grata Tuesday, or anything else the podcast made you think of. Have your adult check the show notes for details. Okay, so I said that today is a mini holiday. I also teased way back at the end of last week that we would be talking more about cookies. You've had to wait all week, but it's finally here. Today, December 12th, is Gingerbread House Day. That's right, a whole day dedicated to celebrating the tasty and at times tricky art of building houses out of gingerbread. Do you like gingerbread? It definitely has a unique flavor. It's even a little bit spicy. But what's great about gingerbread houses is that you don't have to like gingerbread to enjoy making them. And you usually decorate them with all sorts of icing and candy, so there's something tasty to munch on anyway. I learned this week that people have been using the combination of sweeteners like honey or sugar alongside ginger to flavor food, drinks, and treats since ancient times. The gingerbread we would recognize was first brought to Europe in the year 992 by St. Gregory of Nicopolis. And the record for the largest gingerbread house ever made was set in Texas in 2013 with a gingerbread house nearly as big as a tennis court. To celebrate, I got a small kit from the store and we'll be making a gingerbread house together as a family. We'll see how that goes. The last time we tried to make one, it fell over, and everyone seemed more interested in eating the candy than in using it as a decoration. But you know what? That's okay. We aren't entering it into any contests, and we aren't trying to set any records. Would it be cool if it came out looking really nice? Sure. But the whole point is not to make something that could grace the cover of a magazine. The point is to have fun building together as a family. That's really what this week has been all about. This week's Advent theme has been peace, and we said that peace was all about making good things happen. Is it possible to make good things happen by yourself? Of course. You can make a card for someone, paint a picture, surprise a family member with a tasty snack, or just give someone a hug. But sometimes the good that the world needs is bigger than any one person or one family can handle by themselves. that doesn't mean we give up. But it may mean that we need to make our harbors bigger. You can look for other people and other families that also care about your community and become peacemakers together. Your adult can help you discover organizations in your community that are already doing this work, and you can team up with them. Let's dream big together for a minute. What's something good that you'd love to see happen, not just in your family, but in your community? Maybe it's a block party in your neighborhood or at your apartment complex. Or maybe it's a gingerbread house festival in your town next Christmas. Or maybe it's making sure that every student in your school has food to eat at home, especially during times when school is out, like Christmas break in the summer. Take a moment to share your peacemaking idea with each other. If you need more time, you can pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. Oh man, I feel like there were some good ideas popping up out there. That would be another cool thing you could send in for listener mail. The good stuff you want to see happen in your community. Okay, it's time to go and have an amazing Friday, but before we do, let's pray together. As always, if you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands, but I know I'm buzzing from all this talk of gingerbread houses and good things happening, so if this needs to be a wiggle prayer day, no worries. Dear God, we thank you for this week. We thank you that peace can mean being still and quiet, but it can also mean being super excited about making good things happen. As we head to school or work or errands one last time this week, help us to see where we can team up with others to build something good together. Amen. All right, Grace Harbor, have a great Friday, and we'll close out the week together tonight.